Welcome back, everybody, to Daf Yomi. Today, we're up to the final Daf in Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Kuf Yud Tes. Baruch Hashem, what a journey. And we are on the bottom of Daf Kuf Yud Ches Samed Beis by the two dots of Yudo Omer, Bitzot, Baisos, Lochin Mehen, Midbarios, Ein Lochin Mehem. So when it comes to things that go back into the town, meaning like the animals that go back and forth, go in and out of town, you are allowed to buy those. But the ones that are midbarios that always stay very far away, those you are not allowed to buy. Again, what's the reason for this? We're in the middle of a conversation talking about, are you allowed to buy something that you suspect may have been stolen, right? Are you allowed to go and get yourself involved in something where you suspect they may have been stolen? So if it's something that goes back into the town, so the owner always knows they're going to see it at night, then you could buy those things because the owner is going to recognize. But if it's midbarios, where you just have this investment that's really far away and you'd have no idea whether some of it was missing or not, you're not allowed to buy in that situation. Says the Gemara, I'll ask you a question. Yehuda, Reisha Koyu L'chumra, Odilma Asefa Koyu L'kulo. So what's he going on? When he's making this distinction between these animals that go back in town and these midbarios, is this going on the Reisha and it's a Chumra, or is it going on the Seifa and it's a Kula? What does this mean? A Reisha Kayu L'chumra. Do we say that it's going on the Reisha and it's a Chumra? Damar Lokun Mehen Arba V'chamisha Tzon. Because we said that you're allowed to buy four or five Hanimili Baisos. Aval Midbarios, I feel Arba V'chamisha Lot. So do we say that's only talking about the ones that go back and forth? But the Midbarios, even four or five, you're not allowed to go and buy. Again, the higher amounts makes more sense. It's a little counterintuitive. The higher amounts that you're allowed to buy because the owners are going to recognize that something's missing, right? But the smaller amounts where you could just cut a little bit off the top, you know, taking the $1 bill here, the $1 bill there, no one's ever going to notice. O Dilma, or do we say, Asefa Kai, that really this distinction is going on the Seifa. Ulakula, da Amar, Avaloshte, Tzon, Veloshte, Gizim, where we said you're not allowed to take two of them. Hani Mili Midbarios, that's talking about the Midbarios, the ones that never come back. Avalbaisos, Shtayim, Nami Lokum. But when it comes to even the number two, even a small amount, if they're always coming back and forth within the town, then it's going to be okay to buy. So which one is it going on? So Tashma, we have a proof. Titanir Biyudo, Mer Lokum Baisos, man. Vein Lokum, man. Midbarios say you're allowed to buy these ones that come back, but not the Midbarios. V'chol Mokum, Lokum, man. Arba V'chamisha Tzon. Now, key word over here, V'chol Mokum. Anywhere you're allowed to buy the four and the five. She mida amar mikol bechol makom. From the fact that it says bechol makom shmamina aseifa kai ulakula shmamina. So what we see from there, from the fact that it says kol makom, teaches me that it's going on the seifa, and therefore it's really a kula there shema mina. Good. Now the Mishnah I told us the lomi shomrei peiros that you shouldn't buy these things from shomrei peiros because they're guarding these fruits and whatever it is, it's not theirs. They're going to sell. It's going to be a problem. Says the Gemara, Rav Zavin shibishta mearise. So he would go and get branches. Rav Zavin got branches from the sharecropper. But you're not supposed to buy from these people. So how could you possibly do this? No, that's talking about someone who has absolutely no stake in it. Meaning they are not a shareholder at all. A sharecropper is someone who does get a certain percentage. Now it might be a small percentage, but it's still something. It still matters. Aval aris de islay begivia ema midanafshe kubin zavin. But when it comes to an aris, when it comes to a sharecropper, you're actually buying something from that person. That person actually has some sort of ownership stake, and therefore that's going to be exactly, he's selling what he's owned, so therefore it's going to be totally fine. Says Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Shomrei Peiros Lokun Mehen, Kishehin Yoshvinu Mocher Masalim Lefneim, V'Tortini Lefneim. So if someone's guarding Peiros and they set up this whole like pop-up shop, right? They set up this whole thing, they have all of the weighing materials or whatever, bingo with the scanners and the weight and the this and the that. So you can do all this stuff. In that situation, you're allowed to buy from them. Why? Because the owner is probably going to know if you're setting up a pop-up shop, right? If you're going and stealing something and selling it and you set up a whole store, that's an aggressive approach. You're probably going to get caught, and that's going to be why you are allowed to do this. But if in all of these situations, if after you buy it, the guy says, by the way, just don't go out in public with this like we said yesterday, then that's going to be usher. You could buy it from the front entrance, but don't go around the back. You know, if you're like hiding in the back somewhere behind an alley to go and buy this, that's going to be a problem. Itmar gazlan me'emas mutar liknos amenu. So when someone steals something from someone else, when are you allowed to buy it from that person? Rav Amar Acha Tehei Rov Mishalo. So Rav says, until you have a majority of things that belong to that person are his, then you're allowed to buy things, because the odds are that you're probably going to buy something that's his and not something that's stolen. Now, this is a very strange definition, right? We have this thing of Kavua Kol Kavua Kemechtzal Mechtzadami. Is this really even fitting into the Rov types of things? So the Rishonim talk about with this Machlok is Rav and Shmuel. It seems to be because we're dealing with a Din Derabanan that maybe we can be more makel because we don't know. There's so many Sveikos attached here, but this does not seem to be conventional Rov wisdom. Ushmuel Amar Shmuel says, Afilu Miut Shalom. Even if just a miut of his stuff is his, meaning he's got majority of stuff in his possession that are robbed, that are stolen things, still you're allowed to buy from him. And they yelled out, who'd have said that I agree with the person who says even the miut shalom. So again, this is something which the Rishonim discuss. What does that even mean? If the majority of the situation is that maybe we're talking about someone who's stealing, that's going to be okay. How could that possibly be? So this is where, again, the Rishonim talk about this. Next. Mamun Masur. So let's say you have the money of a guy who's going and mastering everybody. He's going and getting the people to go steal all these other Jewish stuff, and he's creating major issues. So Ravuna Rav Yudah Chadam or Mutter Labdo Biad. So Ravuna and Rav Yudah, one says that you're able to go and get rid of his stuff with your hands, meaning you're allowed to go and destroy his property. V'chadomer Aser la'avdo biyad. And one other one says that you're not allowed to go and do a biyad. So what's this machlokas about? So the one who says that you're allowed to go and destroy with your hand. So there we say, we can't say that mamon is more chomer than guf. What does this mean? Meaning we know that when it comes to a moser, you're allowed to kill the person. Well, not really kill the person. You're allowed to throw him into a pit and watch him die, whatever it is. You're allowed to kind of deal with him in a dine nefashas type of way. So if you're allowed to hurt him physically, of course, you're allowed to hit or hurt him monetarily. Ma damar asr labdo, dilma havale zara ma'alya. Uksiv yach in Russia, v'tzadik yobash. And if the one who says that it's usher to go and damage him, maybe he has good children. Just because this guy's bad doesn't mean that his children are bad. So by stealing his money, you're now taking the Yerusha from the children. This is actually something that Chovas HaLevavos and the Shaar B'Tachon talks about. I was just doing the other day. Hopefully the next money mindset will be about this. But he talks about how you have to know what certain monies are for. People make a mistake and think everything is just meant for their spending pleasure, but certain monies are for something else. He said certain monies are there for you to be a shomer for, meaning you're never even going to use it. It's just there for you to be a shomer. Now, it might give you peace of mind, but it's just there for you to be a shomer. And he actually goes so far as to say that money is either meant for your children or it's meant for your wife's next husband. Right? And he says it pretty explicitly. And it's like, so if you think you're going to go and work extra hard for that money just to benefit your wife's next husband, be careful. It was fascinating. Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute. All right, here we go. Here we go. Rav Chista havalei hahu arisa dehava takil v'yav takil v'shakil. So Rav Chista had this certain sharecropper that was, you know, he was just very exacting with him, meaning Rav Chista was employing this person, and this person was just always like nickel and diming him, saying, oh yeah, but you owe me for this, you owe me for that, and he would look for a 50-50 split, even though no sharecroppers, he was always negotiating with him. So Salke, so he said, you know what, I've had enough, and he fired him. And he would say about him, this pasuk, that it's just, you know, this guy, this sinner, was with this tzaddik. It was something which caused him a lot of problem. Now, kima tokof chanaf kivtzak yashal elva nafsho. So this pasuk over here in Eov says something about stealing and nafsho. So Ravuna v'Rav Chista, charam or nafsho didn't exav, charam or nafsho tzel gazlan. So what's this referring to? When you steal from someone, it's like you're taking their soul. Whose soul are we talking about? Is it of the nigzal, of the victim, or is it of the gazlan? What's this referring to? Ma damar nafsho nishal nigzal, the one who says that it's of the nigzal, d'ksev kenor chos kobotei abetza es nevesh ba'alavikach, because we have the pasuk that seems to imply that since when you're stealing from someone, it's like you're taking their soul, so therefore when you punish the ganav, you're going to punish him appropriately because it says if you took his soul. Ma damar nafsho shal gazlan, d'ksev al tigzol dal ki dal huvi al tidke ani bashar ki Hashem. So that pasuk seems to tell me that you're going to go and punish the gazlan because he is basically taking a soul. But the other person has that pasuk of nefesh ba'alav yikach, so it sounds like it would be coming from that shita. So my ba'alav, no, ba'alav dehashta. No, it's talking about the ba'alav of right now, meaning it's of the gazlan. You thought the pasuk doesn't necessarily have to be talking about the nigzal. It could be talking about the gazlan because the ba'alav isn't necessarily referring to the original owners. It's referring to the right now, the current owners or the current holders of it. But maybe it seems pretty clear that it's of the gazlan, not of the nigzal. So no, ma'tam kamar, ma'tam v'kava es koveyem. So really it's saying, What reason? Meaning it's saying a matam. What's the reason why they're going to meet their end? Mishum dekabay naftet nefesh, because they were basically taking the soul, and that's why it's going to be an issue. Next. Key line here, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ko agozel shaviru shavapruta ki ilu notel nishmasu mimenu. Anyone who steals from his friend, even a shavapruta, it's as if he went and took his soul. Bad thing to steal. Shenemar, good summary by Saul in the beginning. Bad thing to steal. Shenemar, kinor chos kobo tea betza, es nevesh ba'alav yikach. Ve'omer v'achal kitiru chavarach mecha b'necho v'nosecha. Ve'omer mecha mas b'nei Yehuda asher shavchu dam naki b'artam. Ve'omer al shol v'al beis ha'damim So we have four separate psukim teaching me that when you steal, it's like you're taking a soul. My vomer, why do we need all these psukim? Says the Gemara, V'chi tema nefesh didei aval nefesh banav uvenosav lo. If you think, okay, I'm stealing this guy's soul, I don't really like him that much, but I'm not actually stealing or impacting his children. No, tashma basar banav uvenosav. No, the pasuk teaches me that you're actually impacting the children as well. V'chi tema hani milechad lo yav dami aval hechad yav dami lo. So if you think that this is only when you haven't actually paid for it, meaning if I force you into selling, I like Binyamin's shoes, and I say, Binyamin, give me your shoes right now, and you say no, and I say, I'm going to buy them from you, and you better give them to me right now, and I force them to sell them to me. So in that situation, you might think that that's not going to apply. Tashma mechamas b'nei Yehuda asher shafchu dam naki b'artzam. No, that pasuk teaches me that's also going to be a problem. Even though that seems to be more of an isra of, which isra is that? It doesn't seem to be as much stealing. It seems to be extorting. But what's that major an issue of? What do we see? I think we spoke about this early in the Masechta. That's an issue of low sachmod. Excellent, right? Low sachmod, when it comes to jealousy, so a lot of the farshim say, like the Rambam says, that's a lav sheyesh bo maisa. And everyone says, wait a minute, what? How could that be a love that has a maisa if it's really just a mentality? It's a mindset. So the answer is, they say, no, you have to do some sort of action that shows that you want that thing. What would be an example of that? This, right? If I force you to sell it, that type of thing. When you're asking, this is something which is a problem. You might think that this thing of staking a soul is only when it's actively, but not when it's grandma. So no, Tashmael, Shaul Vel Beis Adamim, Al Asherheim is Esagivonim. Now, when talking about the story of Shaul, remember when Shaul kind of goes crazy over David, so he gets a tip from a really bad guy, Doeg, and he hears that Novir HaKohanim was going and holding David, so he goes out and he kills the entire Novir HaKohanim. Now, he didn't kill the Givonim, but the Givonim, this is actually from Sefer Yoshua, which was just done, right? The Givonim were the water carriers and the slaves because they tricked Yoshua into some sort of treaty. So the Givonim were the workers, were the slaves for Novir HaKohanim. So Shaul impacted the Givonim in a very indirect way. He killed all their bosses so they no longer had any jobs. And still, he's considered something there. Where do we see that Shaul actually killed the Givonim? But because he took away their bosses and he took away their jobs and he stole from them, that's why it's as if he killed them. Good. So now we said that you're allowed to go and buy from women only certain things, right? Are they usually going to be the ones that are holding on to the stuff or not? So that was the big discussion. So you're allowed to buy certain things from the women, but not these things, but not wines or the oils or the flowers. You're not allowed to go and buy those things. You're not allowed to buy from avadim or tinokos because, again, it's probably not their stuff that you're buying. Abishol Omer Mocheres Isha Bar Bava Chamisha Dinar Kidei Gassos Kipa Larosha. Abishol says a woman's allowed to sell something for like $4 or $5 in order to go and buy a head covering, meaning a husband would normally allow that type of thing. Again, this is one of those that's tough one. But if a woman ever sells you something and says, by the way, keep this on the DL, don't show this around, don't buy it from them, that's going to be usher. Gabbai Tzedakah Locha Mehen Davar Mu'an Aval Lo Davar Merubah. A Gabbai Tzedakah is not allowed to collect a major gift from a woman because we don't know if she has acceptance from them. And this is interesting because this is the opposite of what we've been saying the whole time, right? Normally, davar muad is more dangerous than a bigger thing. A smaller thing is more dangerous than a bigger thing because we're afraid the husband's not going to notice. But here, when it comes to the tzedakah, the bigger gift he's got to be weary of. He can't just take it.
That's interesting because you don't need a $3,000 shadel. You need a $4 or $5 dinar.
This is called the mefarshim Saul. Saul somehow always has the shah. Right. What do we call it? The sham?
Shazab.
Yeah, the shazab. He's got very relevant, non-controversial takes.
Maybe $4 or $5 dinar is worth $3,000 now.
Oh, very good.
Currency.
Inflation, right? And when it comes to the wife of someone who has an olive press, so you're allowed to buy them in big measures, but not in small measures, because again, if it's in small measures, he's not going to know. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer Lochem, Minashim Zesim, Ba'muad, Ba'galil, B'moid, Ba'galil, Ha'elyon, Shepamim, Adam, Boshlim, Koral, Pesach, Beso, V'nosin, Li'ishto, Mochar. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, there are times you're allowed to go and buy these olives and the moid in the Galil, because sometimes a man won't want to go out and sell it, so he'll send his wife to go sell it. Ravina, Ekle, Be'e, Mechuza, Asunashi, Be'e, Mechuza, Ramu, Kame, Kible, V'shire, V'kabel, Minayu. So Ravina went to go to a certain place, and the woman gave him tons of expensive jewelry and stuff as tzedakah, and he took it. So Amalei Rabba, Tosfel or Ravina, V'atani gabay tzedakah mekamlein davar muarav alo davar meruba. But you're only allowed to go and collect a small thing and not a big thing. No, Amalei, Hani livnei mechuza davar muat ninu. No, this is a very rich place, and I happen to know that this jewelry, trust me, they can afford this jewelry. This is not going to be an issue. So we see that this idea is place dependent. Now, we are up to the final Mishnah in Meseches Bava Kama. Baruch Hashem, really an amazing milestone, 119 days. Wow, Baruch Hashem. Okay, so now this Mishnah talks about who keeps the leftover scraps of certain things, of certain sales, right? So if you hire a carpenter, who keeps the extra wood or the extra materials, whatever it is? So this is where you're going to need to help me with some of these translations. Mochen Sha, Koves, Motzi, Harei, Ushalo. So this stuff that the extra lint or whatever it is, the wool that the Koves, that the launderer leaves, so those belong to him. Asorek motzi hare elu shel balabais. The extra stuff that the comer uses, that belongs to the balabais. Koves notel gimel chutin lehen shelo. So a launderer is allowed to go and take the three chutin. If there are extra three chutin, so that belongs to the person. Yoser mekein hare elu shel balabais. Sorry, that belongs to the koves. But more than that, belongs to the balabais. Imaya shachor agave halavan notel es hakove hen shelo. So if there's black on top of the white, so then that's all going to belong to the guy, because clearly it wasn't part of his plan to go and fix in. So if you have the tailor that left over some sort of extra thread for stitching, or there's a 3x3 type thing, this is going to belong to the balabayas. That which the carpenter let out belongs to the person. But if it's like big pieces that were cut in a different way, then like with an axe or something, then that's going to go to the balabais. But if you did this whole work by the balabais, so clearly the balabais is invested in every single second, every element, so then even the sawdust is going to go to the balabais. Everything's going to go there. Good. So you're allowed to go and you buy this mochin from the koves, meaning you're allowed to buy this extra stuff from the launderer because it belongs to him. Hakoves notel shnei chutin al yonim v'hein shelo. And the koves will take the top two and the el yonim, and then they belong to the guy. V'lo yitol bo yoser mishlosha chovim. But you're not able to take more than three of these. V'lo yisro kabeged l'shisav el la'av la'arvo. You can't go and do it horizontally, but only vertically. And you can go and even it out lengthwise, but not widthwise. But if you're going to go and do it for a tefach, then it's going to be okay. So we said, you're allowed to take two. But we said three. No, it's just talking about, depending on how thick the garment of clothing is, that depends how much you're allowed to take. We said that you can only do it in one way, not the other, the horizontal, not the vertical. We have the Bryce which says the opposite. So no, it depends what type of clothing you're wearing. One's for like everyday clothes and one's for fancier occasions. That's when it's going to be different. So you can't take more than three. That's going to belong to the balabais, we said. So when you go and tie these things, is it considered one or is it considered two? Teku, we are not sure. We say that you can go and even it out lengthwise but not widthwise. But the Bryce seems to say the otherwise. So again, this depends what type of outfit you're wearing, a regular outfit versus a fancy outfit. So you're not allowed to go and take from the comer this mochin because it's not his. But in a place where the custom is to give it to the person, then you are allowed to take it. And in all places, that's kind of how they would like fill up the pillows and the blankets and stuff. My taima, meaning you're allowed to buy those things from any mocher, meaning anyone who's selling any of these pillows and stuff, you're allowed to buy these from the mocher. My taima, why are you allowed to go and do that? Because you have now made a shinoi on it. If you took this stuff and now turned it into a pillow or whatever else, then you've now made a shinoi, and that's why you're allowed to go and and use it. That gets back speaking our language. Tana Rabban, Ein Lochin, Migrare, Lo Irin, Velo Nirin, Velo Punklin, Velo Shire, Pikios. So you can't buy from a weaver any of these types of things. Rade, read me some English words.
Woolen stoppers.
Petals.
Or
any of those things. But you are allowed to buy some like spotted color type things or, what do you say?
Leopard skin.
Right, leopard skin or stuff like that, where it would stand out, where you would notice that that's gone. Amre hashta tave shakli arugmi bayo. Once we say that tave is allowed, so when it's spun and woven, you need to mention that. So no, my arig, what's arig tichi? No, it's talking about when you went right into the weaving where you skipped a stage. So there, maybe you would have thought that it's going to be different kamash blan, it's going to be okay. Tan rabban in lochem and atzaba. So you can't buy from the dyer lo osos for lo dugmos lo tushim sel temer. You can't buy these like signs or the samples or the things that are plucked from temer, from wool. Avaloka man beged savua tavoi begadim. But you can buy the colored stuff like that, the woven colored stuff. Hashta tavi shaka begadim ibaya. Once we see that tavi, you're allowed to take the begadim. We need to even mention, of course. So no, my begadim namte. It's talking about felt type of material, so that's why it's different. Tanurab, not spun stuff, right? Tanurab, and I was saying oros la abdan hakitsu and batlushin areilu shel balabayis. So says the Gemara that if someone gives their hides to be tanned, so. Right, so the things that are cut forever, the things that are cut, so those solution and the things that are plucked, those belong to the balabais. And all the extra stuff and the stuff that gets in the water, those can belong to the person. Fine. Then we said emaya shachor v'chul. We said if there's a black one, then that's definitely going to belong to him. Amar Rabbi Yehuda kitzra shmei v'kitzra shakulei. So kitzra is kind of how they refer to the person who cuts these things, the koveis. Rashi says the koveis is nikra katsri in Aramaic. So he was there and he would also take this thing. It's like a nice play on words. Amar Rabbi Yehuda kol olin leminyan tcheles. Everything counts for tcheles. V'yitzlak barei kapit alayu. But Yitzlak his son was makbid on it, meaning is it all part of the beged that would need the strings in terms of tzitzis, in terms of tcheles. So we'll get up to that when we get up to Menachos. We'll get more on tzitzis over there. But let's keep going. Achai chachir es hachud. So we said this carpenter who leaves over this stuff. The tailor who leaves over this stuff. The kamalit for. So how much do you have to go in? So amar avasi milo machar chutz lemachar. That it's got to be a little bit past the
needle's length.
Ibayuhu malo machad v'chutz lemachad kimlo machad. So do we say that this a little bit past the needle's length has to be like a needle's length? Odilma malo machad v'chutz lemachad mashu. That it just has to be just even at the tiniest amount protruding. Tashma detanya achay jeshiras achod pachos mikdei litpor bo matlis shehi pechusa mishalosh ha'shalos bezman shebalabais makbid alein areilu shebalabais in balabais makbid alein areilu shalos. So it sounds like even this. These types of amounts, if the Baal Bais is makbid on it, then he gets to keep it. But if not, then it can belong to you. So, meaning, if we're saying that there's an amount that could be made lower, so then it makes sense that we say you need the full needle's length, and something lower than that would be useful also, so that could be what the Bryce is talking about. But if we're talking about a case where there's a certain measurement, and then it would even go less than that, if we're saying this mashahu point, that it could even be just even the tiniest amount protruding, there's nothing less than that would actually be useful. So it must mean that when we say there's this extra stuff, it must mean the needle's length, that's an actual needle's length, and not just a little bit protruding. Masha Charash. So then we said that which the Charash, the carpenter, goes and gets out. So the small pieces you can keep, but the bigger pieces that's done with like an axe, then you can't keep that. So we say Uriminu, sorry, just lost the place. Urimini, Masha Charash, Moti B'matzad, Van Nifsak B'Megira Harilu Shel Balabais. So this stuff that was cut in that way, that goes to the Balabais. Vayotim Mitachas Mikadeach, but the tiny splinters of Mitachas Ritni, or from the smoothening Vahan Nigrar B'Megira, or something which is like cut from the saw. Hare Egu Shelo. So those belong to him. Amarava Ba'asr Detana Didan Ika Tarti Chatini Larabsi Karile Kshil Uzutre Karile B'Matzad. So Rava says that in the town of this Tana, so there were two types of cuts. For the bigger ones, they would call a Kshil. For the smaller ones, they would call a Matzad. Or Kshil and then a Matzad. Ba'asr Detana Bara Chadhu Di'ika V'Karula Matzad. So it depends. When we said this din, it just depends on the place. What are the names of the different types of cuts? Do they have more, you know, detailed materials for each type of situation? Or is it, no, just like one big utensil, no matter what you're using? Vimaya Osa Eitzel, we said that if you do it by the Baal HaBayis, then it's always going to go to the Baal HaBayis. Tanu Rabbanan. Masad di avanim ein bahem. Should we leave it over for tonight?
2 lines.
Interesting. Now, you know what? Let's finish it. We'll finish it again tonight. We'll mention it again tonight. That way we finish here. Also. All right, yeah. We saw the Shazab. We got to get him in there. Turn around. Masat Yavanim Ein Bahem Mishum Gezel. So this, what's the best thing for Masat over there? What does it say?
Chiseled stones.
Chiseled stones, right? So someone's going and making a sculpture. So the chiseled stone, so that does not have anything Mishum Gezel. Mifaske Ilanos, Mifaske Gafanim, Minakfei, Higi, Minakshe Zroim, Vodre, Yerokos, Vnach, Baalabais, Makbid Alehem, Yeshbem Mishum Gezel, Im Baalabais, Makbid Alehem, Hare Ushalo. So all these other small types of things, like the little chips on the tree and stuff along those lines, the extra stuff from the Zroim, from the ground, from the produce, or the extra from the vegetables, all these things. If the Baalabais is Makbid on them, then they belong to the Baalabais. If not, then you can keep them. Am Rabbi Yudah, Kshus, Vachazis, Im Baalabais, Mishum Gezel. Yeah, what does that say?
Hops and green grains
do not have gezel, but asher dekapti yesh b'hem mishum gezel. But in a place where they are makbid on those, then they do have gezel. So again, it just depends on whether the baal habayis is makbid. Amar Ravina umachsa machasya asra dekapti hu. Ravina says that in this place of machasya, this is the place where they were makbid. Hadron alacha goes abastro slikala meseches bava kama mazel tov. Everybody, thank you for the help. Shkoyach, guys.